诗篇第二篇。
Chapter 2, Book of Psalms.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
或者英文或者中文都可以哈。
And let's read in Chinese and English together.
外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。那坐在天上的必发笑，主必耻笑他们。那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说我已经立我的君在西安我的圣山上了。受膏者说，我要传圣旨，耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你，你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同摇匠的瓦器摔碎。现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官该受管教，当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战惊而快乐。当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作，凡投靠他的都是有福的。我们还是有一点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是一位有旨意的神。
Because you are a God with will.
因为在你的心中有美好的蓝图。
Because in your heart you have this perfect plan.
尽管这个世界上面满了败坏，满了邪恶。
Even though it's full of evil and corruption in the world.
但是在你的心中有美善的计划。
But you have this good will in your and good will and plan in your heart.
在你的蓝图和你的计划在哪里呢？
Where is your blueprint and plan?
就在你的话语的当中。
That is in your words.
主，今天早晨就求你与我们同在。
And this morning we ask you to be with us.
差遣圣灵亲自来教导我们讲的，也教导我们听的。
Send Holy Spirit to the one who speak and the one who listen.
让我们在你真理的话的面前可以明白你那美善的旨意。
So that we can understand your good will.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you.
把这点时间恭敬仰望在主你的手中。
We give this time into your hand.
求主祝福，求主怜悯。
May you bless and have mercy.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Our prayer in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 上次我们分享诗篇第一篇的时候，我们就说到。
Last time we share about Book of Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇第一篇和第二篇好是圣经里150篇诗篇的引言。
So, the first chapter and the second chapter is like the pre-introduction for the 150 chapters in the Book of Psalms.
诗篇的第一篇叫我们看见一个有福的人。
First chapter show us who is the blessed person.
这个有福的人是谁呢？
And who is this person?
自古以来就没有这样的人。
There was no such person in the history.
那除了一位。
Unless there is, except one.
就是道成肉身的神的儿子。
That is the Son of God who came from Word.
只有我们的救主耶稣，他才是这样的人。
And only our Savior God, Lord, is this person.
而我们很要感谢主的是。
And what we have to thank the Lord is.
我们这些在血气中的人，因着被神拣选。
And we are in flesh, but because we are selected.
也因着我们的相信。
And because of our belief.
我们就被归在了耶稣基督的名下。
Then we are under the name of Christ.
我们也就成了这样有福的人。
Then we belong to one of those blessed.
我们实在是感谢赞美我们的主。
And we have to praise and thanks our Lord.
今天我们分享诗篇第二篇。
So today we share about chapter 2.
如果说诗篇第一篇是着重讲到个人的救恩。
So if chapter 1 emphasizes on individual salvation,
那诗篇第二篇是叫我们看见神对人类所怀的那个永远的计划。
Then we will see in the chapter 2 that is the plan that God has for the whole human beings.
我们发现神的计划从自古就定下了。
So we see that this plan has been designed.
而且永远不改变。
And it never changed.
直到今日。
until today.
直到主再来的日子。
Till the time that Lord return.
弟兄姐妹们，神的心中真的是有一个美好的蓝图啊。
Brothers and sisters, there is this nice and good blueprint in God.
神做事情不像我们人呢。
Unlike human.
我们做事情是走一步看一步啊。
We go step by step.
我们做事情是摸着石头过河。
We are like a blind person, touching the stone to cross a river.
但是神做事情不是这样子的。
But this is not God.
他做事情，他早就定下了他的计划。
God has already pre-planned.
他早就有他的蓝图。
And he has a blueprint already.
定下了这个计划之后。
And after he set the plan.
三位一体的神一同同工来完成这个计划。
The Trinity God worked together to work on this blueprint.
从这首诗歌里面我们就稍微有一些了解。
So then we understand from this book.
那这首诗歌的结构非常的规整。
And this Psalms has the structure.
一共有十二节经文。
There are 12 verses.
我们可以把它分成四段来读。
And we can separate them into four sections.
三节一段哈。
Three verses per section.
第一节到第三节，这里教我们看见世人的心思。
First to third is to see the heart of human.
第四节到第六节，这里教我们看见父神的心意。
Fourth to sixth show the will of God.
第七节到第九节呢？叫我们看见圣子的启示。
Seventh to ninth show the revelation of the Son of God.
第十节和到第十二节，这里叫我们看见圣灵的呼唤。
Ten to twelve show the calling of Holy Spirit.
所以很简单，一共四段。
So very easy, four sections.
第一段世人的心思。
First is the human's heart.
第二段是父神的心意。
And the second is the Heavenly Father's.Will.
第三段是圣子的启示。
And the third is the Son of God's revelation.
第四段是圣灵的呼唤。
And the fourth section is the calling of Holy Spirit.
好，我们先来看第一段。
So the first section.
第一节这里说，外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？
First verse it says, Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain?
这一段经文，如果我们读新约的时候，我们就发现。
If we read the New Testament, then we'll find out.
在《使徒行传》里面有引用过。
It was quoted in the Book of Acts.
《使徒行传》第四章记载教会初期的故事。
And the chapter 4 of Book of Acts, it mentioned about the story of church.
彼得和约翰传福音，结果被公会抓了。
Peter and John spread the gospel, but then they were arrested.
当他们被释放了之后，回到弟兄姐妹们中间。
After they were released, they went back to brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们就说什么呢？
And what did brothers and sisters said?
使徒行传第四章二十三节这里说。
Chapter 4, verse 23, it says.
二人既被释放，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们。
On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that to chief priests and elders had said to them.
他们听见了，就同心合意地高声向神说：“主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的。”
When they heard this, they raised their voice together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them.
第二十五节这里说，你曾借着圣灵托你仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事。
You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain?
二十六节，世上的君王一起起来，臣宰也聚集，要抵挡主，并主的受膏者。
Verse 26, the kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed one.
我们再读一下27节和28节，因为这对我们理解今天的经文很有帮助。西律和本丢比拉多，外邦人和以色列民，果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所高的圣仆耶稣。
Verse 27,Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed.
成就你手和你旨意所预定必有的事。
They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen.
从使徒行传里面我们就可以看出来。
So from the book of Acts we can see.
原来诗歌第二篇也是大卫写的。
So the book, Psalm chapter 2 was written by David.
尽管在诗歌里面没有注明这一点。
Even though it wasn't emphasized.
外邦为什么争闹？
Why are nations conspire?
外邦，我们就知道这是指的万国。
And we know that this means all nations.
这里包含了世上的国。
It included all the nations in the world.
也包含了什么呢？
And what does it also include?
也包含了以色列。
It includes Israelites.
我们从使徒行传里面就可以看得见。
And we can see that in the book of Acts.
万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？
Why does the people plot in vain?
这万民是指着哪些人呢？
So all peoples refer to who?
是指着外邦人还有以色列民。
It refers to the Gentiles and the Israelites.
这是使徒行传第四章二十七节告诉我们的。
And this was said in the book of Acts as well.
世上的君王和世上的臣宰。
And the kings. And the rulers.
那使徒行传四章二十七节那里讲到希律和本丢比拉多。
So the book of Acts also mentioned Herod and Pontius Pilate.
那希律本是当时以色列的王啊。
Herod was the king at that time.
可是在门徒们的口中他不过是一个世上的王。
But in the two disciples, he's only one of the king.
本丢比拉多是罗马的巡抚。
And Pontius Pilate is a ruler of Roman.
那当然是外邦的臣宰，这个没有话说。
So he is a ruler of the Gentiles.
所以弟兄姐妹们，从这一段经文里面，其实我们看见什么呢？
So what do we see from these verses?
这里我们看见一个撒旦的联盟。
Then we see a nations of the devil.
这个联盟里面有万国。
It included many nations.
有万民。
Many peoples,
有君王
kings,
有臣宰
rulers.
那这个联盟他们都做什么事情呢？
So what is this union will be doing?
他们万国在什么争闹？
So the nations are conspiring.
为什么会争闹呢？
Why are they arguing?
不服嘛。
Because they don't obey.
那他们不服谁呢？
Who are they not obeying to?
那后面我们就知道了。
And then we will see it later on.
万民也在做事情。
And the peoples are doing something.
他们在做什么事情呢？
What are they doing?
他们在谋算虚妄的事。
They are plotting in vain.
还有世上的君王和臣宰，他们也在怎么样？
So what are the kings and rulers doing?
他们在一同商议。
They gather together.
那可见是深思熟虑，处心积虑，是蓄意的。
So they have planned this.
他们一同商议什么呢？
So what are they getting together to plan for?
原来不是什么军国大事啊。
It's not something a big deal to the nation.
这些万国万民世上的君王和臣宰，他们争闹不算商议要做一件事情。
Nations, peoples, kings and rulers, they get together to do something.
他们要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
They want to be against the Lord and against His anointed one.
抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
Against the Lord and the anointed one.
那谁是这个受膏者呢？
And who is the anointed one?
那英文的圣经这里是大写的。
In the English version, anointed one is in capital letters.
很显然，这里是指着弥赛亚。
So it refers to Messiah.
是指着基督。
It refers to Christ.
所以使徒行传四章的二十七节这里说要攻打你所高的圣仆耶稣。
And therefore it says here in the book of Acts that they want to be against Christ Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们主耶稣来的时候是整个世界对他的态度。
And brothers and sisters, this is the attitude of the world towards Jesus Christ when he was on earth.
当我们读新约里面的福音书的时候，我们实在是看见正是如此。
As we are reading the gospel book in the New Testament, this is true.
大家还记得在马太福音里面记载，当听闻了基督降生的时候
，If you remember in the book of Matthew, when Jesus was born,
希律王听见了就心中不安。
Herod heard it and he was unrest.
而且耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。
And a lot of people in Jerusalem were unrest.
啊，真是一件稀奇的事情啊。
What an amazing thing.
这个平安的王来到了，以色列的王和以色列的民竟然都不安。
The king of peace came to the Israelites, but the people in the country were unrest.
大家还记得当耶稣在地上工作到最后的时候？
As Lord Jesus finishing his work on earth,
那希律和比拉多他们是一同要除灭耶稣。
Herod and Pilate want to destroy Jesus.
路加福音里面那里说，从前希律和比拉多彼此有仇，在那一天就成了朋友。
Book of Luke had mentioned that Pilate and Herod were enemy to each other, but then they have the same enemy to take Jesus.
由此可见，实实在在是这样子的。
So you see in the history, this is true.
世上的君王和臣宰真的是一同商议要抵挡神和他的受膏者。
The kings and rulers will get together to against the Lord and his anointed one.
这些世上的这些人，这些这个撒旦的联盟，他们是这么做的，他们的心思里面也是这么想的。
The union of devils did do this, and they do have this plan.
他们心里面怎么想呢？
What are they planning in their heart?
第三节这里说，我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
Verse 3 in the book of Psalm, let us break their chains, they said, and throw off their fetters.
第三节这里说。
The third verse says, they say.
谁说呢？
Who say?
就是那些人说。
Those people say.
他们说要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
They say, let's break their chains and throw off their fetters.
意思是什么呢？
And what does this mean?
意思是说，神啊，你不要管我们。
It means that God, don't rule over us.
我不希望你来管我的事。
I don't want you to rule over me.
让我们走我们自己的路。
Let us go on our own way.
弟兄姐妹们，这是世人的典型的宣称哈。
Brothers and sisters, this is the typical human being thought too.
不要受任何的约束。
They don't want to be bounded.
要自由。
They want freedom.
要自己做主。
They want to be their own boss.
要自己做王。
They want to be their own king.
一切以自己的喜好为标准。
Everything is being under their own pleasure standard.
不管在哪里都是一样。
No matter where it is.
我记得前些年在中国的时候。
I remember a few years ago in China.
街上有一个口号。
There was the slogan.
叫做
popular slogan.
我的青春我做主。
My youth, I should control my own youth.
在美国也是一样啊。
In America, it's the same way.
他们说我的身体我的选择。
My body, my choice.
都是要寻求自己的心意。
That we want to seek our own heart.
弟兄姐妹们，神是不是不要我们得自由啊？
Brothers and sisters, the God say that He does not want us to have freedom?
不是。
No.
基督来了，他就是要我们得自由的。
Christ came to give us freedom.
他要我们得着真正的自由。
He wants us to have the real freedom.
人所要的那种自由其实是一种捆绑。
The freedom from human is actually a bondage.
那是一种假的自由。
It's a fake freedom.
只有在基督里面我们才是真自由。
And only in Christ then we have the real freedom.
想不做什么就可以不做。
So we don't want to do something and we are able not to do it.
在我们教会里面有一个非常资深的慕道友啊。
There is this truth seeker in our church.
在我们当中有二三十年了。
He has been with us for more than 20 years.
那现在已经有七十几岁了。
And he is already 7 years old.
那一直以来我们都跟他传福音呢。
And we have been spreading gospel to him.
那他就是不要信。
He does not want to believe.
我们就问他为什么呢？
We ask him why.
他自己也不讲。
He did not say it.
那我们从旁边的朋友那里可以就知道。
So then we understand from other people around him.
他说啊，我信主也，如果我信的主啊，我以后就不能交女朋友了。
He said, if I believe in Jesus, then I cannot have girlfriend.
七十几岁啊。
He is over 70 years old.
还被这个情欲所捆绑。
And he was still under bondage of lust.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这里我们就看见什么呢？
So what do you see?
看见一个撒旦的联盟。
You see the union of Satan.
这个撒旦的联盟不是在远处。
It's not far from us.
不是在古代。
It's not in the history.
不是跟我们没有关系。
It's not unrelated to us.
其实这个撒旦的联盟是在我们每一个人的周围。
This union of Satan is around us.
文化告诉我们没有神。
The culture told us there is no God.
在上掌权的也告诉我们没有神。
Our ancestors told us there was no God.
我们自己以前也是这样的，告诉我们自己，我们要靠自己，我们要自己做王。
We always tell ourselves we want to depend on our own self and we want to be our own ruler.
我喜欢做什么事情，我就去做。
I do as I please.
弟兄姐妹们，千百年来，人的本性不就是如此吗？
Thousands of years, this is the man's nature.
人的本性就是抵挡神和他的受膏者。
This is the nature of man that they want to be against God and against the anointed one.
我们很稀奇，在这个联盟里面竟然还有以色列人和以色列的王。
But we should be surprised that in this union of Satan, there is Israelite and the king of Israel.
这实在是叫我们恐惧战惊啊。
And this is something that we should be scared.
那今天在我们的教会里面，是不是有这样的力量，也有这样的力量呢？
So in our church, do we have this dark power as well?
这些以色列人和以色列的王，他们为什么被称为是抵挡神的人呢？
So king of Israelite and his Israelite people, why are they becoming people against God?
我们从使徒行传里记载里面，我们就知道。
Then we see in the book of Acts.
他们是活在宗教的里面。
They are living in religion.
他们也是活在世界的里面。
They are living in the world.
所以弟兄姐妹们，求我们常常可以自省哈。
So, we should ask for wisdom.
今天我们来到教会里面，我们唯一的只有一个目的。
So today we came to church for only one reason.
就是叫基督的名被高举。
Is to raise up God's name.
在教会里面，我们自己没有什么意图的。
We have no special purpose in this.
我们不要有自己的计划。
We do not have our own plan.
如果是有自己的计划和自己的意图的话，那圣灵实在是很担忧了。
If we have our own plan, then it actually saddens Holy Spirit.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
不要像那些以色列人和以色列王一样。
Don't be like the Israelites and the king of Israel.
落在宗教和世界的陷阱的里面。
Fallen into religion and the world.
好，这第一节到第三节就是世人的心思。
So first verse to third, it mentioned about the heart of people.
在下面一段第四节到第六节，我们看见什么呢？
Verse 4 to 6, what did we see?
是看见父神的心意。
Then we see the heart of our heavenly Father.
第四节这里说，那坐在天上的必发笑，主必耻笑他们。
So verse 4 that says, the one enthroned in heaven laughs and the Lord scoffs at them.
那坐在天上的是谁啊？
And who is sitting in the heaven?
以赛亚书40章22节那里说。
Book of Isaiah chapter 22 it says.
Chapter 40 and verse 22. 神坐在地球大圈之上。
A Lord sit on the throne in above the heaven.
地上的居民好像蝗虫。
And the people is like locusts.
他铺张穹苍如幔子，展开诸天如可住的帐篷。四十章二十二节，以赛亚书。
He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and his people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heaven like a canopy, and spread them out like a tent to live in.
那神为什么发笑？
So why is God mocking?
神为什么耻笑这些世人呢？
Why is God laughing at these people?
因为这些世人实在是太愚昧了。
Because they are ignorant.
他们忘记了是神在掌管宇宙的万有。
They forgot that God is the one ruling the heaven and earth.
他们完全忘记了自己不过是人呢。
They forgot they are human.
他们竟然要自己做主，自己做神。
And they want to be their own God, their own Lord.
第五节这里说，那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们。
Verse 5 says, then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath.
什么是神的愤怒呢？
And what is the wrath of God?
神的愤怒就是他的审判。
Wrath of God is his judgment.
神是轻慢不得的。
We cannot take it easy.
一切的悖逆，一切的罪，他都要审判。
All the precursions and sins will be judged.
这实在是非常可怕的事情。
And this is a terrible thing.
因为我们的神是有公义的神。
Because our God is justice.
我们生活在当今这个时代，我们常常感到很郁闷。
In this world, but sometimes we feel very passive.
我们常常觉得像美国这么好的国家，怎么现在弄成这个样子？
And then we feel like this is a good country. Why is it becoming like this?
那全世界的人都知道美国现在真的是有病。
The whole world see that the American is sick.
而且病得很厉害。
And is seriously sick.
是惊人的快速的堕落。
And is surprisingly fallen quickly.
那前几天我跟一个在台湾的传道人一位前辈通电话。
I was talking to another pastor from Taiwan.
最后我们在一起有点祷告啊。
And then we had a prayer.
这位长辈一开口就为美国祷告。
And this past elder pastor prayed for America.
叫我的心也是很是震动啊。
And I was shocked.
生活在这样的一个世代，我们真的是常常会感到有些气馁。
In this type of living, sometimes we feel defeated.
其实弟兄姐妹们大可不必。
But you should not.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们相信这些事情神看得比我们更清楚。Amen.
Because we know that God sees this clearer than us.
在他有审判。
In him there is judgment.
当他的列路来到的时候，这个世界上面的这些势力哪里站立得住呢？
When his wrath came, how can all these evildoers stand?
不管看他们看起来，现在看起来是多么的强大，多么的不可战胜。
No matter how strong they look like,Now,
神的愤怒临到了，没有一个人可以站立得住。
When God's wrath came, no one can stand.
神有愤怒。
God has wrath.
但感谢主，他也有救赎。
But we thank the Lord that He also has salvation.
所以第六节这里说，我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上了。
And therefore, verse says that I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill.
那这就是父神的一个心意的一个发表。
And this is God revealing His heart.
至于我，这里说。
And to me.
As for me.
As for me.
不管你们如何喧闹。
No matter how rebellious you are.
不管你们如何悖逆。
No matter how you go against me.
如何不管你们如何的抵挡神。
And no matter how you want to be an enemy of God.
但我的救恩是已经预备好了。
But I have prepared the salvation.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的神是一位什么样的神呢？
So, brothers and sisters, what kind of God is our God?
如果要是我们的话
，For us，
我们如果很 powerful，
我们
如果很有力量
，If we are powerful，
然后全世界很多人都在抵挡我们
，And a lot of people go against us，
那我们怎么做呢
？And what do we do？
那我们就把坦克开过去，对不对
？We drive our tank over them。
你们还抵挡我？
You are trying to go against
me. 你们就死路一条了。
You are going to die.
可是我们的神不是这样子的。
But our God is not like this.
他是有大能的神。
He is powerful God.
他确实默默地为我们预备了一条生路。
And he silently prepared a way out for us.
什么是这条生路呢？
And what is this way out?
我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上了。
I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill.
这个君王就是这条生路啊。
And this king is the way out.
这里他说已经立了。
And here it says I have installed.
已经完成了。
I have done it.
那这个路，这条路立在哪里呢？
And so where is this way out?
在锡安，我的圣山上。
On Zion, my holy hill.
锡安原来是耶路撒冷的一个山。
Zion is an important place.
后来在旧约圣经里面就慢慢的演变成了以色列民的代表。
And it slowly becomes the representation of Israelite.
那今天呢？
And how about today?
今天是指着所有的属神的子民。
And today it represents all the people of God.
换句话说就是我们呢。
And it including us.
所以这句话的意思其实就是说什么呢？
So what does this mean?
是说我为我的选民，为一切属我的人立了一个君王。
It means that I have prepared for all my selected people a king.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这就是父神的心意了。
So this is the heart of our heavenly Father.
他为一切属他的人立了一个君王，开了一条路。
For all the people that believe in him, he installed a king and opened a way.
那这里的君王和前面的世上的君王形成一个对照哈。
So this king is a contrast to the other kings of the earth.
弟兄姐妹们，世上的问题最核心的不就是个人都要自己做王吗？
So isn't it ironic that the problem of the earth is that everybody wants to be king?
以前我们也是这样子的。
And the past is like this.
可是有一天，神竟然叫我们愿意接受耶稣来做我们的王。
But one day God told us to be willing to accept Jesus as our king.
我们不要自己做王了。
Do not be your own king.
我们倒要做耶稣基督的仆人。
We want to be servants of Jesus.
哇，这个实在是稀奇的事情哈。
What an amazing thing.
啊，不是人手所能行的。
It's not something that human can think of.
我相信每一个人，我们想起我们自己以前的光景。
I'm sure if you think about your past.
都是这样子的。
It's like this.
那我们想想我们今天的光景。
So think about today.
大家会不会觉得我以前是王，现在是仆人，现在感觉很吃亏啊？
So do you feel like I was my own king in the past, and now I'm a servant of the Lord? Am I in short?
哎，没有。
No.
不是这样子的。
It's not like that.
我们想起我们现在的光景的时候，倒是心中充满了感恩。
So if you think about your situation nowadays, you are full of grace.
那前天我们教会有一个家庭请我们吃饭。
So a year before, there was this family invited us to dinner.
哇，这个家庭哈，从人的眼光来看，那个个都是人中豪杰。
And this family are all outstanding.
女士们都是巾帼英雄啊。
And the women are all outstanding as well.
男士们呢都是各个行业的精英。
And all the men are talented in their work.
Elite of all industries. 这么聪明的一个家庭，怎么能够相信耶稣呢？
So all these smart people in this family, how can they become believers of Jesus?
那当我问他们的时候，他们异口同声地说，实在是神的恩典。
And they all say that it's because of the grace of God.
他们确实是一个聪明人的家庭啊。
And they are full of intelligence.
可是呢，因为太聪明了嘛，所以呢，个人都是自己要做王的。
But because they are so smart, they want to be their own king.
结果呢，从老一代到少一代，代代都是夫妻关系搞得一团糟。
Therefore, from the older generation to the younger generation, the whole family do not have good husband and wife relationship.
老夫老妻以前没有退休的时候，个人忙自己的。
The older generation before they retired, they were working very hard.
他们那个时候倒也相安无事啊。
And they were living peacefully.
那现在退休了。
Now they retire.
他们就不得不面对彼此啊。
Then they have to face each other.
结果摩擦不断。
And so they have a lot of conflicts.
到了七十岁的时候，他们还去参加夫妻营。
At 70 years old, they still have to join this husband and wife camp.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为实在是过不下去了。
Because they can't get along.
而年轻的一代呢？
And how about the younger generation?
那夫妻关系坏到一个程度。
Husband and wife relationship to a bad point.
那做妻子的都得忧郁症。
And the wife got depression.
你知道这个妻子是哥伦比亚博士毕业。
The wife is actually a PhD from Columbia.
那丈夫是 Wharton 的这个 MBA 毕业。
And the husband was a MBA graduate from Wharton.
感谢神呐，神的恩典临到这个家。
Thanks the Lord, the grace came to this family.
从老到少，一个一个都归了主。
From old to young, all return to Jesus.
以耶稣为主，不再自己做主了。
Let Jesus be the Lord, so that they are not the king anymore.
然后那个和美的日子终于就来到了。
So the harmony of the family came.
弟兄姐妹们，神已经立了基督为主，为基督了。
Brothers and sisters, Lord has already set Jesus as the king.
叫一切相信的人都可以蒙这个恩惠，得这个怜悯。
So that all those believe can receive this grace.
叫他们有一条可走的路。
So that there is a way out for them.
否则的话，就是一直都奔向死亡。
Otherwise, they are going towards death.
否则的话，都一直都是走一条死路。
Otherwise, they are walking on the way of death.
这 叫我们今天这些蒙恩的人实在是感觉到感恩了。
So the people who are saved by grace have to give thanksgiving.
第六节，这里说，我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上了。
I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill.
我们注意到，这是父说的唯一的话。
And you can see that this is the only sentence said by the Heavenly Father.
面对这个败坏的世界，这个抵挡他的世界，父神应该有很多很多的话要说，对不对啊？
Facing this corrupted world, our Heavenly Father should have a lot to say.
可是没有。
But no.
只有一句话。
Only one sentence.
这句话就是关乎他所立的这个君。
And this sentence is related to the king that he installed.
哦，弟兄姐妹们，神父神的这个宣告是很厉害的。
Brothers and sisters, this proclamation is very important.
因为这关乎到他永远的旨意。
Because it's related to his eternal will.
是他永远的旨意的一个宣告。
And this is the proclamation of his eternal will.
所以我们认识的一个主内的老弟兄曾经就这样讲。
So we met an elderly brother who said,
他说如果你把神的心打开啊。
So who can open a heart of God?
你能看到神的心里面有什么呢？
That you can see the will of God?
那没有别的。
There is nothing else.
只有他的爱子。
Only his beloved son.
只有耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ.
父神的心意就是这个君王。
Heavenly Father's will is this king.
那这个君他的心意又是如何呢？
So how is the will of this king?
他要不要来成全这个旨意呢？
Is this king willing to complete the will?
所以第七节和第九节，这里就是圣旨的启示。
So verse 7 to 9 it referred to the Son of God.
第七节这里说，受膏者说。
And it says here, the anointed one said,
这里又是一个说哈。
And here is another saying.
那这次是弥赛亚在说。
And this is said by the Messiah.
是救主耶稣基督在说。
Is the Christ Jesus.
正是神所立的这个君他在说。
And this is the king said by God said.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
我要传圣旨。
I will proclaim the decree of the Lord.
这又是很稀奇的一件事情。
And this is another amazing sentence.
这个受膏者来了。他来了就是要传圣旨。
The anointed one came is to proclaim the decree of the Lord.
传父神的话。
To spread God's word.
他没有自己的话。
He has none of the word from himself.
正如在约翰福音里面他所说的。
And this is also said in the book of John.
我没有约翰福音十二章四十九节到五十节。
Verse chapter 12.
四十九节到五十节。约翰福音。
49.
我没有凭着自己讲。
I did not speak of my own accord.
唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么。
But the Father who sent me commanded me what to say.
我也知道他的命令就是永生。
I know that his command leads to eternal life.
故此我所讲的话正是照着父对我所说的。
So whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say.
那在约翰福音第五章的时候他又说了。
Book of John chapter 5 it also say.
第五章十九节那里说。
Chapter 5 verse 19 he said.
我实实在在地告诉你们只凭着自己不能做什么唯有看见父所做的子才能做。
Jesus said, I tell you the truth, the son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his father doing. Because whatever the father does,The son also does.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这里我们就看得很清楚了。
So we see it clearly here.
我们的主
，Our Lord，
这位神所立的君
，The king set by set by God.
他来了，他跟我们显明的是一个顺服的榜样。
He came and he showed the example of obedience.
他是如此的顺服父，也教我们懂得该如何顺服他。
How he obeyed.Heavenly Father is an example of how we should obey him.
哇，这个顺服这个事情呢，实在是不容易啊。
Obedience is not an easy lesson.
那这一点呢，我自己是很有一点体会啊。
I have my own experience on this topic too.
因为我是湖北人呢。
Because I'm a Hubei person.
你知道天上九头鸟，地上湖北佬吧？啊。
天上湖北。
啊。天上九头鸟是 a bird with nine heads.
Oh, a bird with nine heads.
And 地上就是有湖北人。
Then there will be a Hubei people.
那我们湖北人有一句口头禅呢。
So there's this slogan from Hubei.
我们说有一个人这个不太服气别人呢。
Then we say that someone who is not willing to obey the other person.
我们说他是不服周。
不服周。
不服周。周就是周朝的周啊。
So then they are not willing to obey the Zhou dynasty.
Yeah, 你知道湖北人可都是楚国人的后代。
So you know the Hubei people are the descendant of Chu dynasty.
那在战国的时候，我们楚国人是不服周王朝的。
So in the war time, the
yeah, 就是那个时候我们就是一个诸侯国不服周王朝那个封建王朝。
Yeah, each nations do not obey the other nation.
所以我们是在这个文化背景里面长大的。
So we grew up in such a background culture.
从小就是不服周的。
So then we don't obey the Zhou dynasty.
我们不服从别人的这个命令的。
We don't obey others' order.
这个要操练这个顺服的品格实在是太难了。
So it's hard to train our obedience.
感谢主，我们后来认识神。
Thanks the Lord, we know the Lord.
耶稣就是这么顺服的。
Jesus has this obedience.
那我们相信耶稣，我们也当学习顺服的功课。
As we believe in Jesus, we also learn to be obedient.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是耶稣啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is Jesus.
一个顺服的见证。
A good testimony of obedience.
他来了，叫一切要自己做王的人都自己觉得羞愧。
He came.To shame on all the king of their own.
儿子来了，他要传圣旨。
And the son came to set the will of the heavenly father.
传什么圣旨呢？
And what is this decree?
耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
You are my son. Today I have become your father.
原来圣旨里面有两个重大的启示。
So there are two revelations in this decree.
这句话是从神而来的。
And it came from God.
是父神的圣旨。
And it came from the Heavenly Father says, You are my son.
这个话，父神的这个话里面有关乎耶稣基督的两个重大的启示。
There are two huge revelations regarding to the Son of God.
第一个启示是关乎耶稣基督的所事。
One is to reveal who Jesus Christ is.
他是谁呢？
Who is he?
他是父神的儿子。
He is the Heavenly Father's son.
弟兄姐妹们，基督是神的儿子。
Christ is son of God.
这是一个非常重要的启示。
And this is an important revelation.
这是我们信仰的核心真理。
And this is the core of our belief.
任何不相信耶稣基督是神的儿子的，那都是异端邪说。
Anyone who does not believe Christ is the Son of God is not the genuine believer.
第二个
Second,
是关乎基督的所作。
It related to what Jesus Christ did.
基督做了什么呢？
What did he do?
他从死里复活。
He resurrected from death.
这一节经文呢，其实在《使徒行传》里面也有引用过。
And it also referred in the book of Acts.
《使徒行传》13章32节、33节那里说
Chapter 13, verse 32.
使徒行传十三章三十二节，我们也报好消息给你们，就是那应许祖宗的话。
We tell you the good news, what God promised our fathers.
三十三节，神已经向我们这做儿女的应验，叫耶稣复活了，正如诗篇第二篇上记着说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
He has fulfilled for us their children by raising up Jesus. As it is written in the second psalm, You are my son, today I have become your father.
所以诗篇里面的第二诗篇里面诗篇第二篇里面的这句话其实是讲到耶稣基督从死里复活。
So the psalm chapter 2, it refers to that Jesus has resurrected.
那神的儿子他道成了肉身。
Son of God came to flesh.
神生了他。
God gave birth to him.
他来成全救恩。
He came to fulfill the salvation.
他受死。
He is.
死而复活。
He resurrected from death.
这就是基督的所作。
And this is what Jesus did.
那耶稣基督来了，从死里复活。
So Jesus Christ resurrected from death.
成全了这个救恩。
Fulfilled the salvation.
那最后要做成一件什么样的事情呢？
And what is the end work?
那要做成两件事情。
There are two things to be accomplished.
这是后面的经文要告诉我们的。
And that is said in the later verse.
第八节，你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐给你为田产。
Verse 8, ask of me, and I'll make the nations your inheritance, and the end of the earth your possession.
你求我。
Ask of me.
主耶稣求不求呢？
Did Jesus Christ ask?
主耶稣当然会求啊。
Jesus will ask.
那因为这是父神的旨意嘛。
Because this is the will of God.
列国赐你给为基业。
Make the nations your inheritance.
这世上所有的国。
All the nations on earth,
包括以色列国，
including Israelites,
包括那些所有的反对神的国，
including all the Gentiles,
当主来的时候，
when Lord return,
他要得着这个世上一切的国，
He will make all the nations.
这正像启示录里面所讲的，
and just like in the book of Revelation,
世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，
and all the nations are under God.
而且到地极，所有的受造之物都要归在主的名下。
And also end of earth, all the anointed things will be under God.
一切所有的都要在基督里面同归于一。
Everything will be united in Christ.
哇，这是基督因着他的复活，复活了之后他再来的时候他要完成的第一件事情。
This is what Jesus will be doing when he returned.
他要得着世上的万国。
He will receive all the nations.
叫一切都在基督里面同归于一。
So that everything will be united in Christ.
他还要做第二件事情。
And the second thing he will do.
第二件事情是什么呢？
What is the second thing?
第九节这里说。
Verse 9.
你必用铁杖打破他们。
You will rule them with an iron scepter.
你必将他们如同窑匠的瓦器摔碎。
You will dash them to pieces like pottery.
那这一节经文在启示录里面也有三次的引用。
And this verse was also referred in the book of Revelation three times.
启示录里面引用的时候都是讲到主耶稣啊。
And three times in the book of Revelation also referred to Christ Jesus.
讲到他来的时候要带下审判。
And it mentioned that when he returned, he will bring judgment.
你必用铁杖打破他们。
You are going to rule them with iron scepter.
铁杖是用来对付列国的。
Iron scepter is to be used against kings.
对付一切不认识主、不归从神的这些黑暗的势力。
Being used to anything disobeying God and in the darkness.
这是审判的第一个部分。
And this is the first part of the judgment.
那审判还有第二个部分。
So the second part of judgment.
这里说，他们如同窑匠的瓦器摔碎。
And it says here that you will dash them to pieces like pottery.
那是这是讲到教会里面的审判。
And this mentioned to the judgment of church.
窑匠为什么要把制作的瓦器摔碎呢？
Why the pottery would want to break them in pieces?
因为这些瓦器都不能用了。
Because they are useless.
就只好丢弃了。
That they can be always, they can only be abandoned.
要打碎了。
They can be broken.
主耶稣来的时候要审判教会。
When Jesus returned, he wants to judge the church.
要除去教会里面的败子和渣滓。
Get rid of the bad weed.
弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你们有没有机会参观这个瓷器厂。
I don't know if you had chance to look to see how they make pottery.
或者是参观瓦器厂
，or
就陶瓷的，
making a ceramic
clay
some ceramic factories。
我小时候有一次跑到我们这个烧瓦器的火窑里去玩呢。
So one time I went to this ceramic factory and to play around。
我的印象非常的深刻。
I was impressed。
因为我发现一个很大的垃圾堆。
Because I saw this huge pile of garbage.
那里全部都是坏掉的这个不能用的瓦器。
And those are all abandoned broken pottery.
全部是破碎的。
And they are all broken in pieces.
触目惊心啊。
And it actually amazed me.
弟兄姐妹们，神的心意巴不得我们人人都可以成为他手中可用的器皿。
God wants every single one of us to be useful.
成为他手中贵重的器皿。
That is a precious utensils for him.
愿主怜悯保守我们。
May Lord have mercy and protect us.
我们不是那些被摇匠所打碎的器皿。
So that we will not be those who are broken.
这是基督复活之后要做的第二件事情。
And this is the second thing Jesus will do after he resurrects.
就是审判。
That is judgment.
审判全地。
And to judge the whole earth.
也审判他的教会。
And to judge his church.
OK. 弟兄姐妹们, 这就是神的计划。
Brothers and sisters, this is the plan of God.
这是神救恩的计划。
This is the plan of salvation from God.
那神定下了他的旨意。
So after he set his plan,
那基督也成全了。
And it was fulfilled on Jesus Christ.
然后呢?
And then what?
然后这个救恩能够自动的成为实际吗?
So how can this become real?
不可能。
It's not happening yet.
还要依靠圣灵的继续的工作。
It needs Holy Spirit to continue to work.
所以圣灵就在这个世代继续的向我们要说话。
So Holy Spirit will continue to speak to us.
这就是第四节到第十二节。
And this is from verse 10 to 12.
第十节这里说, 现在, 你们君王应当醒悟。
Here it says, you king, be wise.
现在啊,
now.
就是现在,
that is now.
就是这个圣灵的世代啊。
That is the Holy Spirit generation.
你们这些要做王的人, 你们这些要自己分别善恶, 凭自己行做万事的人。
The people who want to be king, who want to be discerned of your own.
要醒悟。
That you have to be wise and be warned.
哦, 英文说得很清楚啊。
And because of.
英文说是要有智慧啊。Because
the ruler of the earth will come.
要醒悟就是要有智慧。The
one who has to be awakened need to be wise.
不要再愚拙了。Not
to be fool anymore.
刚才第四节那里说, 父面对抵挡他的世人怎么样呢?
Verse 4 mentioned what will the Lord do to those who are against him.
父坐在高天之上, 他是发笑。
He will laugh.
为什么?
Why?
因为世人实在是太愚拙了。
Because humans are very foolish.
自己愚拙还自以为聪明。
They are foolish, but they think they are wise.
所以这里圣灵就呼唤了。
And therefore the Holy Spirit calls.
要有智慧。
You need to be wise.
不要再自己做王。
Not to be your own king.
不要再自己愚拙了。
Not to stop being foolish.
那我们怎么样才能够有智慧呢?
How do we become wise?
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
To reverence with the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以你们当醒悟这一个呼吁其实是什么意思?
So be warned, what this mean?
其实是呼吁人来归从神。
Is to call people to return to the Lord.
来相信神,
to believe to believe in God.
来以神为神呢,
to treat God as God.
不但要相信神,
not only believe God.
而且该受管教,
but also receive a ruling from him.
不要再凭谨意审定万事,
do not use your own judgment to judge.
要寻求神的旨意,
but to seek God's will.
请按照神的旨意来判定。
So let God's will be the judgment.
这就是呼吁我们要听神的话。
This is to call us to be obedient to God.
顺服神的管教。
To obey God's discipline.
不但相信神, 顺从神, 而且还要什么呢?
Not only to believe in him and obey him,
而且要侍奉神。
But also serve him.
所以十一节这里说,
And therefore, 11, verse 11,
要侍奉耶和华,
serve the Lord.
不要再侍奉自己的肚腹,
do not serve yourself.
不要再侍奉自己的情欲和骄傲,
don't serve your own pride and lust.
不要再以自己为中心来生活,
do not be self-centered anymore.
倒要侍奉耶和华,
but serve the Lord.
我刚到新泽西的时候,
when I first believe in the Lord,
我看到教会里面许多弟兄啊, 在教会里面花很多时间,
I saw a lot of brothers and sisters spend a lot of time in church.
有一次我就, 跟一个老弟兄交通。
One time I have this fellowship with an elder brother.
哦, 我说这些弟兄真的是很不错。
And I said they are so good.
好像一下班, 所有的业余时间, 都奉献给教会的服事啊。
The way I look at them is after work, they put all their time into the Lord's work.
没想到那个老弟兄跟我说什么呢
？And the elder brother said.
他说你错了。
You are wrong.
服事教会并不是我们的副业。
Serve the Lord is not our side job.
服事教会才是我们的主业。
Serve the Lord is actually our main job.
在世上工作才是我们的副业。
And working in the world is our side job.
这个叫什么呢？
What does this mean?
这个叫做以神为中心的生活。
That means having the Lord as the center of your life.
这叫做侍奉耶和华。
And this is called serve the Lord.
那我们当存着什么样的心思来侍奉耶和华呢？
So what should you be? How you should be when you serve?
我们当存畏惧的心，当存战兢的心来侍奉耶和华。
Serve the Lord with fear.
因为神是轻慢不得的。
Because he cannot be offended.
有很多人可能会说，哇，这个太累了。
Some people say, oh, this is too tired.
那生活还有什么快乐可言呢？
Then there is no joy in life.
遵行神的旨意，我们真的就没有快乐了吗？
Obeying God's will, does that mean that we lose our pleasure?
其实不是的。
That's not true.
所以在这里最后说要存战兢而什么？
And therefore it says that rejoice with trembling.
而快乐。
Rejoice.
在畏惧战惊的心思里面我们有快乐。
In fear, in trembling, we have rejoice.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这是真正的快乐。
Because this is the real joy.
这是平安安息中的喜乐。
This is the joy in peace.
这样的喜乐不带着一丝的忧虑。
This type of rejoice will not have any sorrow.
因为什么呢？
Why?
因为这些喜乐是有一个品质在里面。
Because this rejoice has a quality.
这些喜乐里面有一个圣洁的品质。
And this rejoice has this holy quality.
这些喜乐不是最终之乐。
And this joy is not in sin.
所以弟兄姐妹们，十节到第十一节这两句话。
Verse 11 and 12.10 and 11. 10 and 11.
是圣灵呼唤我们归向神。
That Holy Spirit's calling us to return to the Lord.
相信他。
To believe in him.
听从他。
And to obey him.
存敬畏的心来侍奉他。
And serve the Lord with fear.
那你会说我们如何才能够归向神呢？
So you will say, how can we return to the Lord?
我们从来没有见过神呢。
We never see the Lord.
我们这些罪人从哪里可以归从神呢？
How do we return to God?
所以圣灵就继续说了。
And therefore Holy Spirit said this.
十二节。
Verse 12.
当以嘴亲子。
Kiss the Son.
亲嘴，这是一个十分亲密的关系啊。
Kiss the Son with your mouth is a very close related relationship.
以嘴亲谁呢？
To kiss whom?
亲神的儿子。
Kiss the Son of God.
这是我们的思想、情感、意志里面的一个行动。
This is an action taken from our mind, our soul, and our heart.
这个亲嘴的动作也是表明我们灵魂体的全然的顺服。
The action of kissing is to reveal our absolute obedience from our soul, spirit, and body.
圣灵说：“你们当这样行。”
And Holy Spirit said, "You should do this."
弟兄姐妹们，圣灵总是在做一件事情。
Holy Spirit keep on doing one thing.
就是把人引到基督的面前。
That is to bring people to Christ.
因为基督就是那条路。
Because Christ is the way.
现在很多的教会总是喜欢谈圣灵。
A lot of church want to like to mention Holy Spirit.
可是你发现，当他们讲圣灵的时候，好像都没有基督的影子。
But then they missed out Christ Jesus.
那很显然是不对的。
Then it's wrong.
圣灵做的唯一的工作就是把人带到基督的面前。
The work of Holy Spirit is only one thing, is to bring people to Christ.
为什么我们当以嘴亲子呢？
Why should we kiss the Son?
恐怕他发怒。
Lest he be angry.
你们便在道中灭亡。
And you be destroyed in your way.
因为他的怒气快要发作。
For his wrath can flare up in a moment.
前面父神发表心意的时候，说到神的愤怒。
When Lord revealed his own, his will, he mentioned about his wrath.
后来我们看圣旨的心意的时候，又看见圣旨的启示的时候，又看见他的有一个工作就是审判。
And when we look at the revelation of the Son of God, we see that it's about judgment.
那这里圣灵又提醒他的怒气快要发作。
And Holy Spirit mentioned again that his wrath can flare up in any moment.
审判很快就要到来。
The judgment will come soon.
时间都已经不多了。
Time is near.
人人都当悔改。
Everyone should repent.
归向神。
Return to Lord.
相信神的儿子耶稣基督。
To believe in the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
以嘴亲他。
Kiss the Son.
所以圣灵最后就说了。
And so Holy Spirit finally said,
凡投靠他的都是有福的。
Blessed are those who take refuge in him.
为什么投靠他的都是有福的呢?
Why taking refuge in him is blessing?
因为罪得赦免。
Because your sin can be forgiven.
因为得着永生。
Because you receive the eternal life.
弟兄姐妹们, 这是大卫的诗啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is a psalm written by David.
大卫是生活在什么年代?
David is in what time?
是大约生活在主耶稣降世为人之前1000年。
David was born 1000 years before Jesus was born.
可是当我们读这个诗歌的时候,
But as we read this psalm,
我们就看见神把一个很清楚的启示放在大卫的心里面。
God has given this clear revelation in the heart of David.
从这首诗歌里面，我们实实在在是看见。
And from this psalm we see,
神的心意从自古以来都是这样子的。
God's will from the history, from the past, is always like this.
他有一个蓝图在他的心中。
He has this blueprint in his heart.
他永远不改变。
That never change.
大卫领受了这个启示。
And David received this revelation.
他的心中何等的透亮。
And he is so clear about this.
今天我们这些人在新约的里面,
We living in the New Testament.
在新约的光中,
In the enlightenment of New Testament,
我们再来读这首诗歌,
and we return to read this book of Psalms,
我们心里面实在是充满了什么?
And we should be filled with
充满了阿们, 对不对? 充满了阿们,
filled with Amen.
面对神这么荣耀的心意,
facing this glorious will,
叫我们如何不幸福呢?
How can we not be obeying?
叫我们如何不全人全心
How can we not willingly, wholeheartedly, to live under this will?
但愿神的蓝图成为我们的蓝图。
May God's blueprint become our own blueprint.
叫我们的一生的道路都活在这个蓝图的里面。
So that our life will work, will be in this blueprint.
愿一切的颂赞荣耀都归给他。
May all the glory and praise to our Lord.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是乐意的把你的旨意向我们显明。
You are willingly to reveal your will to us.
在旧约里面，你就这样很清楚的启示给我们。
In the Old Testament, you already revealed to us.
你在新约里面也是一而再、再而三的要向我们表明你的心意。
In the New Testament, again and again, you want to reveal your will to us.
生怕我们这些愚拙的人忘记。
You are afraid that we will forget because we are foolish.
生怕我们这些愚拙的人落在自己的愚拙里面。
You are afraid that we are all going to live in our foolish life.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you.
把这个诗歌摆在我们的当中。
Give us this psalm.
叫我们有智慧。
So that we have wisdom.
叫我们能够明白你的蓝图和旨意。
So that we can understand your plan and your blueprint.
主，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us
活在你的旨意的当中,
to live under your will,
不偏行己路,
not walk on our own way.
我们的人生只有一件事情,
our life has only one goal,
叫你的旨意成全,
is to fulfill your will,
叫我们的一生可以讨你的喜悦,
so that our life can please you.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
求你听我们的祷告, 是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And may you listen to our prayer in Christ Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.